Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 20, Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena of Maharaj Prithu, Part 5, Verses 32 through 38, Conclusion of the Sacrifice. Sutta Goswami then said to the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi. The great sage Maitreya continued by saying that the Lord Vishvadrik, the seer of the universe, after hearing Prithu Maharaj's prayer, then addressed the king. My dear Prithu, may you always be blessed by engaging in my devotional service. For only by such purity of purpose as you yourself very intelligently express, is it possible for one to cross over the insurmountable illusory energy of my Maya. My dear King, O Protector of the citizens, henceforward be very careful to execute my orders, and do not be misled by anything. Anyone who lives in that way, simply carrying out my orders faithfully, will always find good fortune all over the world. The great Saint Maitreya then told Vidura, Lord Achyuta, the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead, amply appreciated the meaningful prayers of Maharaj Prithu. Thus, after being properly worshipped by the king, the Lord blessed Prithu and then decided to depart. King Prithu worshipped the demigods, the great sages, the inhabitants of Pitriloka, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, and those of Siddha Loka, Charana Loka, Panaga Loka, Kinara Loka, Apsara Loka, the earthly planets, and the planets of the birds. Prithu also worshipped many other living entities who presented themselves in the sacrificial arena. And with folded hands, Prithu worshipped all of these, as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the personal associates of the Lord, by offering sweet words and as much wealth as possible. After this function, they all went back to their respective abodes, following in the footsteps of Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu. The infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead, having captivated the minds of the king and the priests who were present, then returned to his abode in the spiritual sky. King Prithu then offered respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Lord of all the demigods. Adrishtaya, although not an object of material vision, the Lord revealed himself to the sight of Maharaj Prithu. After offering obeisances to the Lord, the king returned to his home. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The sum and substance of religious life is to execute the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one who does so is perfectly religious. Furthermore, Lord Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Give up all kinds of material engagement and simply surrender unto me. This is the primary principle of religion. Anyone who directly executes such an order from the Personality of Godhead is actually a religious person. Others are described as pretenders, for there are many activities going on throughout the world in the name of religion which are not actually religious. For one who executes the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, there is only good fortune throughout the world. The words Pratinandya Artha Vat Vachaha indicate that the Lord appreciated the very meaningful prayers of King Prithu. One must understand the transcendental birth of the Lord and the devotee. The purpose of the Lord's taking birth is to establish devotional service, which is the perfect system of religion. And the purpose of the birth of a devotee is to broadcast the same system of religion, known as the bhakti cult, all over the world. When a living entity falls down to the material world, one has to accept a material body, and therefore, in his or her material embodiment, the living entity cannot be called Achyuta. Because the living entity falls down from his or her real engagement in the service of the Lord, the living entity gets a material body to suffer or try to enjoy in the miserable material conditions of life. Therefore, the fallen living entity is known as Chuta, whereas the Lord is called Achyuta. The Lord appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Prithu as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, who is a plenary expansion of Lord Krishna. Kshirodakshayi Vishnu is the second incarnation of Mahavishnu, also known as Karonodakshayi Vishnu. And he is the origin of material creation, and he expands himself as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, entering into each and every universe. Kshirodakshayi Vishnu is one of the Purushas who control the material modes of nature, namely goodness. The Lord is described as Sandarshita Atma, for Krishna reveals himself to the vision of the devotee, although Krishna is not visible to ordinary eyes. Recorded October 12, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.